What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the final tag talk ever. The end of an era. My name is Kylie. That's Haley. If this is somehow the first tag talk you're watching,
sorry. What is the first episode?
Go back and watch all the other ones. You know, get the whole story. You don't want any spoilers. But this is the last tag talk. You will never, ever see us again. Just kidding. We just like leave the internet. We're just gone for good. But no, this is the last tag talk. Haley, do you want to explain yourself?
Yeah, so if it feels really sudden, that's because it is. I got a really big opportunity that I can't refuse. It's at a company that I've wanted to work for since I started writing 4 years ago. And unfortunately, I can't do any outside work. So that means that Tag Talk has to end. But, you know, I weighed all my options, and I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do it, but Kylie was such a big sport about it, and she was like, do it. Absolutely. Like, you know, this is a really big career move for you. Like, you have to do it. And so I'm so thankful for Kylie, and I'm trying not to look at her so I don't cry right now. I'm trying to look off screen. But yeah, I'm so thankful for Kylie and all of you guys. And yeah. So,
as for me, I'm not going anywhere. I am staying at Fightful. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I don't know. I have nothing planned. I'm taking some time off. I'm going to collect myself, figure out what I want to do, and then I'll be back. But you guys, I'm not going anywhere. Haley is going somewhere. She'll be around.
Like, oh, yeah.
She's going to be on the internet. Like, you're going to be able to. She's not. I'm not dying.
I'm like going to prison.
it makes it sound like you're moving to like a remote village and you're never going to see you again. But like, honestly, I do feel like I'm like grieving a little bit because Tag Talk was our baby. This was like the way we agonized, like planning the pitch for this show was insane. And you guys have, you know, joined us on this journey. It's been incredible. And now, you know, our paths diverge. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to figure out what we're going to do. We're going to have a good time. And Haley's also going to do good time stuff. And, you know, that's just what happens when you're an adult. Sometimes things get in the way. But that doesn't mean we're not going to have a good episode today. So, Haley, do you want to read the super chat?
Yes. Let's see. We got a super chat from Matt, sending a super chat in the last episode to honor my fave elite girls, Haley and Kylie. And of course, the Golden Jets versus the Elite has to happen this weekend. I wish Haley nothing but the best, and I'm super excited to see what's next. Thank you for the very generous super chat, Matt, and all of the support that you've given the show and us.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
I wore my Elite shirt today just for you. I wanted to wear a black shirt because we're in mourning. But then also, it reminded me, and this is my favorite Tag Talk memory. Maybe you can share yours too. It'll be cute. That time that I was in New Jersey at Full Gear, and we did Tag Talk, I was in my hotel room. And there were other people in the hotel room with me. And I was just sitting there doing Tag Talk, and they were dead silent watching me do Tag Talk.
That was Full Gear, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was a year ago.
Yes. Isn't that so sad? Because I was so excited to talk about the Elite and like their comeback and crying in front of, I see Jackie just submitted a super chat, crying in front of Jackie. But yeah, we have two more super chats to read.
Haley. I'm going to get to them, you guys, but I wanted to say I'm wearing black because it's my funeral. So, you know, my fightful funeral.
Actually, you're never welcomed back. You like try to come back and Jeremy's like.
Well,
I'm going to do that.
So we got a super chat from Ryan. What type of joke do I tell in the last episode of Tag Talk? A sad joke. I can't wait to see what you two do next. Superstars. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. It's a sad joke. Zero out of ten.
And then we got a super chat from Jackie. One final Tag Talk with Kylie and Haley. Super chat because I love the hell out of this duo and thank you both for everything you've created here.
Oh. Thank you, Jackie.
I can't read this because I'm going to cry.
Jackie was talking to me like all morning trying to make me feel better about Tag Talk ending. So thank you, Jackie, for that. And then we have another super chat from Greg.
Every time Jeremy's sitting down here waiting for his cue to come.
I know, I saw him in the private chat.
Every time I'm like, okay, I'm gonna bring him on. Greg also sent a super chat. Love you too. Christmas show / luck of the draw soon. Would love that. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh. 10 out of 10.
Jeremy just
And Ryan says, get it, dad joke, sad joke. That's like low-hanging fruit.
Oh, I just dropped my drink all over the floor.
This is not going well.
There's a giant red stain on my carpet now, guys.
This is not going well. We have bad dad jokes in the super chats. We're spilling drinks. They're yelling children outside because the neighborhood kids have decided they're now a football league and they scream and fight over football. But it's okay because we have Tag Talk. And, you know, boy howdy, is this going to be... I love that I've had thoughts about Chris Jericho for like weeks and I've been restraining myself. But you know what? It's the final Tag Talk and we have a lot to get off our chest.
We also got another super chat from Mike from Indeed. Sad fact, Haley and I have never shared a screen. Yeah, not even at Body Slam. That is kind of crazy.
That's true. Mike and I haven't shared a screen since Body Slam. It's been so long. If you guys want, you can go on Body Slam YouTube and maybe dig those out of the archives.
Please do not dig out what Kylie and I did. Not
Haley, that was all garbage. But me and Mike, maybe we did some good stuff. I don't remember most of those GCW shows we did. The one that I do remember was The World on GCW.
We did maybe, that show together, I think.
Yeah, was it The World on GCW? I don't know, but either way, that was like when my GCW fandom started declining.
Yeah, that's about the last time I paid attention. All right, man.
Are we caught up?
I feel like we have so much to talk about, but also like nothing to talk about.
Okay, I think we're all caught up. Let's talk about. Oh yeah, my GCW Blood on the Hills post show. Because I think I did all of those GCW post shows. Listen, when I first started Body Slam, I was a workhorse, okay?
You did, like, every single...
I did every interview.
For, like, every single...
Every post-show. I did a show with Haley. Like, I did a lot. And then I came to Fightful, and I was like, let's not. let's focus on one at a time. Another super chat from Ryan who says, how does music say goodbye? Audios. That was way better. I love that one. That was probably the best joke you've submitted in the entirety
of Tag. I was just about to say that.
I really love that one.
That was a good one.
Okay. Are we ready to talk about wrestling?
Yes.
Oh, wait. You didn't share your favorite Tag Talk memory.
Favorite Tag Talk memory? All of that. Okay. Honestly, probably the first episode, because we had been working on that show for so long. We just didn't know it. And just like the whole process behind that was crazy. So the first episode of Tag Talk, I would say.
You know what? That's fair. Mm-hmm. It feels like ages ago. I don't even remember. Mike in the chat says Halloween has to be up there. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, this Halloween though. Last Halloween was absolutely.
You know what? I did an episode of Tag Talk with Mike Klinsky.
Yeah, he was on the show.
I did.
That's our best.
There's probably some other people in the chat who've been on Tag Talk. I did a whole special guest series. It was a great time. So you guys should go watch that. Relive the Tag Talk experience. Pretend like you have never seen an episode and watch them all from the beginning. Watch our CM Punk episode. The most controversial I've ever been on the internet, I think, was that CM Punk episode.
I really built thick skin that day.
So did I. I feel like it was really a growing moment. I really matured. Anyway,
back to wrestling.
So Full Gear is this weekend. And I gotta be honest, guys, I did not realize Full Gear was this weekend until like an hour ago.
She literally texted we have a group chat with all our friends, and she was like, oh my gosh, guys, Full Gear is this weekend.
I totally didn't know until Sean tweeted, like, Full Gear is this weekend. We'll have scoops on Fightful Select. You know, Sean tweets. And I was like, oh my God, Full Gear is this weekend. Like, I've been so unplugged from wrestling because of Ric Flair that, like, I totally forgot that Full Gear was this weekend. But it is, and I have the Full Gear card in front of me, but we're not going to talk about all of it because, quite frankly, we don't have enough time. But I wanted to start, Haley, with Sting, Darby, and Adam Copeland versus Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, and Nick Wayne, because I know Haley likes Nick Wayne, and I know I like Christian Cage, so I feel like that's a good way to start to avoid us crying. What do you think?
I mean, I'm excited for it. I feel like a lot of people have been kind of on the fence with Adam Copeland since he's kind of debuted, and just kind of like what he's involved in, and I get it. But I'm so excited for this. And I know I've said it before. Nick Wayne is somebody that I've watched come up through the indies and I've really supported. And it's so cool seeing him in this environment and, you know, teamed with Christian. But also just getting him in a ring with Christian and Copeland and Sting. Like, that's incredible. And for Darby as well. That's such a cool thing. So I'm excited for the match.
Do you think, because I've seen people speculating online that Adam Copeland might turn heel in this match and join Christian Cage and maybe challenge for the tag titles or something like that. Do you think that's going to happen? Because to me, one, I've loved Adam Copeland's promos since he's been in AEW. A lot of people aren't I love it. When he first came to AEW, Haley and I had talked about being excited to see him explore himself, you know, outside of WWE and maybe be a little bit more creative. And I really do think he has. I've loved his promos. And I don't know. I kind of buy into the idea, maybe if not here, then maybe later on, that Adam Copeland will turn heel and we'll get the Edge and Christian reunion. And they'll probably tear through the Young Bucks. And absolutely destroy them.
Yeah. So I would love to see it. Especially, I don't know, because I still want that singles match with them. So I don't know if you do it now.
That makes sense.
But I think it would be cool. But I really want that singles match first. And especially with the Young Bucks, which we'll talk about later in this episode. And their little brattiness that they've got going on, you know, heel teases. I think we wait a little bit longer. I think that they can stretch it out a little bit longer, for sure.
So then do you think we do the singles match maybe at the next pay-per-view after Fifth Gear? And then do you think Christian turns baby face?
I don't think you can turn him fit. Like, I love the work he's doing as
a heel.
And I think that...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that... Like, I love Adam Copeland's work as a face, but his stuff as a heel is so underrated. I think he works so good as a heel. So I would prefer to see that happen. I don't want to see Christian face.
I know. I just love turtleneck mean Christian so much.
Yeah.
I just really buy into his like movie supervillain look and his all the vibes he has going on. I really like it. Darby Allin does feel kind of out of place in this story because it's so focused on Sting. But I hope that they have something at the end of it that Darby will get from this, that he's not just here because of Sting's retirement tour and Darby's like part of Sting's act. And also Nick Wayne doesn't feel that out of place in Christian's faction, but he definitely very much feels on the sidelines of this feud between Edge and Christian, Sting, Luchasaurus. Like these two are so out of place. But listen, my faith in AEW is waning slightly, but if there's one thing I have faith in is that Tony Khan will give Darby Allin whatever he wants. So there we are. But overall, I'm excited for this match. I hope that the online reaction to Ric Flair and how awful he was on the mic and how awful he comes across on television, I hope that maybe changes some of the plans they have for Sting and Sting's retirement tour. I would hope that it would, but if it doesn't, I don't know what to make of that. I guess we just have to accept it.
Just gotta wait it out and see, you know?
That seems to be your vibe with AEW at the moment.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just wait it out and see.
Before we continue, we did get a super chat from Grabs. Oh, God.
Oh, also Kate is here.
I just want to read this really quick. He said, Tag Talk number one, Tag Talk forever, forever, forever. Grabs. Thank you.
Thanks, Grabs.
Wait, you guys think you're going to do a final show without me coming on here on some unhinged rant?
You have something to rant about?
I don't have anything teed up, but I got to say, it feels really welcoming to like put myself on a stream and have Haley go, oh, God.
I do that every time somebody comes in here. I don't know why.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'll go on a rant. Let's talk about jobs. Huh? Haley getting one. What is she thinking? Come on. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm really excited about it. I hate that I have to leave all of you guys, but, you know.
But exciting new chapters. We love that for you. You're entering as this gorgeous redhead with bangs. Welcome to the Bangs Club. Officially.
I have bangs. I just never wear them.
You're a sweep to the side gal?
Yeah, or like a middle part. But I'm accepting the bangs again.
I love it. I love that for you. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Kate.
How are you guys? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
How's the show going so far?
It's going great.
Was it going smoothly?
We were talking about wrestling like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, perfect. Just in time for me to come on here and derail things.
Haley spilled her drink all over the place.
Yeah, there's a giant red stain on my floor.
It's been going good.
Yeah.
Great. It's been going true to form of the show. Which
Jeremy was here, but he had to leave because we talked too much.
It wasn't us.
He'll be back.
We were reading super chats and he just left.
Typical Jeremy. He did the same thing to me yesterday with Joel. He just came in, disrupted things. Could you imagine being someone who just uninvited pops onto streams and takes things right off track? I mean, couldn't be me.
Oh, no dear.
I just wanted to come out here and say that I love you guys sincerely and that the show is awesome and that you're both awesome and you're going to continue to do awesome things. And I'm so proud of you for being... Look, I'm old, okay? We need some younger voices in women's wrestling. We need some younger women's voices in wrestling. I'm very, very happy that you guys have carved this out. You've done such great work and are going to continue to do so. And it thrills me that you guys have been a part of Fightful and are going to continue to be in whatever way you guys choose to participate, because you are always family here and you are both so great and you've done such awesome stuff on this show. And I'm just so happy for you guys.
I'm trying not to cry.
Well, you're going to cry.
Good. Bringing out the tears.
Derails our show and makes us cry.
Look, sometimes it's about deodorant. Sometimes I'm trying to bring out the tears. I don't know. I just don't know what you're going to get. I'm a mixed bag. I'm going to start turning out the lights like I'm in House of Black and flicking them on, and then I'll just appear here.
That's just you your new know.
App. Yeah, I'm
like the million shows you're on every week. You.
That's it. Oh no, someone else is here.
Oh my goodness, what is going on?
I love Kate.
Mike is here. I guess I'll bring him on. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
I wanted to right the wrong of Haley and I never being on screen. We don't have a chance to do this.
You had to do it. You had to do it to him.
Had to do it. My discs are bulging and sitting down hurts like hell, but I just wanted to pop on and say hi, and I love you guys, and I'm gonna miss you so much, Haley.
I'm gonna miss all of you guys. I'm trying not to cry right now.
How could you do this? The entirety of Fightful is mourning, all because of you. How could you do it to us?
Stop.
Anyway, love you guys.
Love you.
Love you too.
Oh. While that was happening, we did get another chat.
Collins!
Collins, another Tag Talk special guest series guest. Cheers to bigger and better. I love you all so much. We love you too. I really, that when we did all those special guests on Tag Talk, that really was like such a confidence boost for me. Because you were off, you know, doing things that you needed to do. And I got to have so many people on the show. And they were all great episodes. Colin's episode was probably the best, though. No one tell anybody else he was in the special guest series.
In the chair, he just leaves. He blocked our numbers.
I had, listen, it was like 6 or 7 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot.
There was an episode with Kate.
Yeah.
Ella J. Mm-hmm. There's so many. It was such a great time.
Rob, I think, was on.
Yeah, such a great time. We cannot cry. We need to go back to talking about wrestling before we cry. I love Kate, though. Kate is who I want to be. I want to be her. I just don't love her. I want to be her. She's like Vogue, you know?
Absolutely. She's genuinely who I aspire to be. I love Kate so much.
I miss her already.
Yes.
Tag Dog legend. Yes. Collins, we need to do something. We need to, like, me and Collins, we need to do another show. I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to be on screen together.
Listen, if anybody is going to replace me as Kylie's co-host, I would love for it to be Colin.
Listen, before anyone
in the chat, be up to that, but you have my blessing.
Listen, before anybody in the chat gets their hopes up, we are sunsetting Tag Talk. Whatever whatever we do from here on out will not be Tag Talk. It'll be just as good because I'll be there, of course, obviously. But end of an era. But anyway, yes, Collins. I will text you or something. We'll figure it out. Back to wrestling. I don't remember where we left off. It was something about Sting. Oh, it was Ric Flair. Yeah. We're not going to let Ric Flair rain on our parade. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're not gonna... ranted about it online enough. If you guys know us, you know how we feel.
Yeah, you know what? But you know who I do love? It's Christian Cage. And I will, anything he wants to do, I'm there for. I love Christian Cage. I should not say that fun fact. I will say that fun fact maybe after.
Okay.
I was going to say a fun fact that I had about Christian Cage, and then I realized it was probably not a good idea. Okay. So I'll do it after. what do we want to talk about? Okay. I don't want to talk about MJF either. I'm sorry. The Ring of Honor tag team scene, Ring of Honor in general, is in such a bad place.
And we've talked about it, I think, like a couple weeks ago. We ranted about it. But man, I don't know what we're doing. And I just don't.
It does feel like Ring of Honor is the NXT of AEW. It feels like they've reached a place where they're not going to book Ring of Honor as its own promotion or its own entity. It's that's where we are, which I guess is better than Ring of Honor dying. But it's like this weird paradox where it's like AEW developmental, but somehow Athena is still there.
Okay. At this point, Athena is carrying Ring of Honor.
Yes.
And she has been forever.
Yes.
And like, don't get me wrong, I'm happy that, you know, Tony buying Ring of Honor, you know, helped people keep their jobs. It helped put food on the table for wrestlers and, you know, people that work behind the scenes. But man, Athena is really carrying that company on her back.
She is. And it's like,
and she's getting like very little recognition for it, and I hate it.
And I don't understand the Ring of Honor vision. But anyway, MJF, mystery partner versus the guns.
Whatever.
It's there. It's whatever. We don't need to talk about it. What we do need to talk about, though, I don't even want to talk about the AEW World Tag Team Championships. Like, it's such a mishmash. It's like, so Ricky Starks and Big Bill, they're fine as tag champs. I still don't see the vision for what they're where they're going with that. It's okay. Roosh and Roosh and Dralistico, they're fine. Like, they, I don't feel like they put a lot into rebuilding them. Same thing with Kings of the Black Throne. I don't think the House of Black has gotten enough to rebuild it from the absolute massacre of the tag team division that happened. It's fine. The match will be good, though. So I guess that's all that matters. I would love
to see House of Black win, though. Like, I've wanted them to be tag champs for so long, and I want to see them with gold again. And then I want to see Buddy Matthews going after a title too. I don't know what title, but I want them to all be champs. So
there's so many titles, you'll find one.
Yeah. Period. There's like seven titles in that company.
And the Continental Classic. The tournament they're doing, maybe he'll be in that.
Would love to see him in that.
I'm really hoping that Kenny Omega's in it and we can diverge the Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, Golden Jets disgusting love fest that is happening. I don't think that's going to happen, though. But Bryan Danielson is in it.
I would also love to see Kyle Fletcher involved. I think that would be great for Kyle. But yeah, I would love to see Kenny in that, too.
Yeah, and I think it's... AW tournaments are really hit or miss. Like, you either have a tournament that's really, really good and you get some interesting, fresh matchups, or, you know, they run back a match that fans really liked or something like that. Or you have a tournament that is just not fun for anybody involved and it's full of either people that the fans don't really invest in that much or the winner is so obvious. So it's like one or the other. But I don't know. I'm given the amount of negativity that's been thrown at AW recently, I'm hoping and that common sense says this tournament needs to knock it out of the park and it needs to be Omega Danielson.
Please. I have been begging for them to run that match back since the first one ended. Like, I need it so bad. And this perfectly encapsulates how we both feel. If Kenny is out of the Continental Classic just to do tag work with the Golden Jets, I'm going to be pissy about it.
I lose my mind. Listen, this is a really good point. How do we go from Omega to Keshta, a great singles match, to what we have now, the Golden Jets, which I hate. It makes no sense. Like, in Kenny Omega's, like, the story of Kenny Omega's career and his rivalry with Chris Jericho, it makes no sense. The only thing that bonds them together is Winnipeg.
Literally. And that's basically what the team is named.
That's basically what the team is. Yeah. Nobody cares about Winnipeg this much. Like, Winnipeg has never been a part of either Chris Jericho or Kenny Omega's characters, ever. They've never been just the guy from Winnipeg. There's so many wrestlers from Winnipeg. You cannot just be the guy from Winnipeg, but they are now. And so I have no idea what is going on here. I have no idea who came up with this. The Don Callis family is fine. It's whatever. Don Callis is going to be around forever, I guess. I don't care. It gets Mel Coleman and her art on AEW TV. That's all I care about. But even then, the members of the Don Callis family, they're kind of floating too. Nothing they're doing makes any sense. Chris Jericho is beating Takeshita in DDT.
Don't even get me started on Takeshita right now. So I don't understand it. How you have that incredible match with Omega and then just drop the ball on Takeshita. What are we doing?
What? And like the Don Callis family, like the wrestlers in it, I really like them. And I think that they could be really big for AEW and they could do cool things, but they're not doing cool things because we have the Golden Jets who are not cool in any way whatsoever.
Stealing the golden thing from Kenny and Kota Ibushi is a slap in the face.
Listen, I tweeted this and people told me that I just wasn't seeing the vision. So I need to know what you think. I tweeted something along the lines of the Golden Lovers to Golden Jets bait and switch has really hurt my investment in AEW. And people told me, they were like, well, Kota Ibushi, like, you can't wrestle them much. So you just have to wait until Chris Jericho turns on Kenny Omega. And I'm like, no, you bring Kota Ibushi to AEW. That's your reunion. You run with the Golden Lovers. We could be getting Golden Lovers versus Young Bucks again.
Okay, this is how I feel. Okay. So Kota, yes. Is he in not so great shape? Yes. Is he better off in multi-man matches like this? Yes. Like, I would rather him take care of himself and his health. And then, you know, hopefully one day we can get back to doing stuff like that, tag matches and singles and whatever. But listen, we have had Kota on screen I don't know how many times now. They never want to address the Golden Lovers on TV. They won't call them the Golden Lovers. Like, it's starting to feel really
homophobic. Call them brothers.
It's starting to feel really homophobic to me as a bisexual person.
They call them brothers.
It's sick. I hate it. They are the Golden Lovers. Put some respect on their goddamn names.
Listen, Kota Ibushi, he's hurt. He can't wrestle. Cool. Right. Whatever. It's fine. Whose bright idea then was it to be like, who can we sub in for Kota Ibushi? Chris Jericho. Can you make his longtime rival?
Anybody. Literally anybody. Why, Chris? And like, listen, I appreciate the things that Chris Jericho has done in wrestling. I appreciate, you know, especially this year, he's really putting over a lot of the younger guys. And I think that that's really cool. But I'm tired of the Elite being stuck in stories with Chris Jericho. First, it was the JAS, the never-ending JAS story. And then, and then we get a break. And now he's back. Like a little roach. We can't get away.
The Chris Jericho in AEW needs to be studied. Because what is going on? The Inner Circle... they dropped the ball in the Inner Circle. I can forgive it. If they didn't mess up the JAS, if they didn't mess up the Sammy Guevara story, and if they're now currently not messing up the Don Callis story, if Chris Jericho is going to feud with Don Callis, first of all, the reason why he's feuding with Don Callis is ridiculous. I don't care if someone's feelings are hurt that Chris Jericho is not in the Don Callis family, doesn't want to be, wants to be, whatever. That, it's whatever. But it's just like, it's really like, it's been years. I feel like I've been watching this for years. And how did it happen that we went from the enemy of my enemy is my friend, Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega shaking hands, to, oh, we're the Golden Jets, and we have a logo, and we have our merch, and we're best friends, to the extent that the Young Bucks are now upset?
Listen, I don't know what the hell is going on. Speaking of the Young Bucks, I guess that's a good segue. How we go from them probably having a match at Full Gear to now having to beat the Golden Jets to keep their opportunity at the tag titles. Why? And like, I get why, like, they had to do something. And so they were just like, oh, okay, well, this works. We'll just throw Chris in here and it'll be fine. It's not fine. It's not fine to me. And the way that the Golden Jets have this merch now, I'm very scared that the Young Bucks are going to lose and we're going to have to continue to see the Golden Jets on TV. And I don't want that. I'm sorry. I don't. Like, I want this to end at Full Gear. I do.
The Golden Jets makes no sense to me unless Chris Jericho is a sleeper agent for the Don Callis family. If this ends any other way, it makes no sense to me. If Kenny Omega turns on Chris Jericho because he doesn't want to make the Young Bucks dad, no sense to me. None whatsoever.
After all that crap you just talked to Matt Jackson.
Yeah.
And what he said.
Mad. He's like mad that Matt Jackson doesn't want their arch nemesis Chris Jericho in the locker room. Yeah. Chris Jericho has been a thorn in the side of the Elite for years. The feud between Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho predates AEW. Yeah. And Kenny's like, come chill in the locker room with me, dog. We'll be best friends. And I had tweeted this, but it makes like now it's even more pressing. Swerve breaks into Hangman Page's house, stands over a crib with his child in it. And Kenny Omega is too busy doing the Golden Jets to care about Hangman Page and his family and join this feud with Swerve.
I know. Hangman is like all on his own right now, like going crazy. The man is going insane. But listen, speaking of Hangman, I would love to see heel Hangman, and I want to see the return of his big entrance that he had at Revolution, manifesting that. But yeah, what are we doing?
The Elite, the hype around the Elite's reunion with Hangman and everything that was going on, now it feels like it was all wasted because nothing makes sense. Nothing with the Elite makes sense. The Hangman Swerve story, it's cool. I like it. I like their chemistry. I like their matchups. But the fact that the Young Bucks don't care about the safety of Hangman's child, and then Kenny Omega definitely doesn't care, and now they've decided to leave Hangman all in his lonesome with a man who breaks into people's houses twice, beats them up, threatens their wives and their family, and they're like, but we're just mad about Chris Jericho.
I know. It's like, I almost wish that they just didn't reunite at all. Because I feel like we just got that, and like now it's being ripped away.
And it's like, this is like the theme of AEW now. It's like so many stories just don't make sense. Like, I think a lot of fans are having the same thought. There's so many stories where you think it's a home run. Like, the end is obvious. It's going to be a home run. And then it gets swerved. And like, no pun intended about that, by the way. But you end up with, you know, the most ridiculous things, like the Young Bucks winning a tag title shot and then not talking about it for a month. And then MJF being a tag champion and not having a partner because his partner is injured and not being forced to relinquish those titles to the detriment of an entire division of your company. Whatever they're doing with Shida's world title reign, I have no idea. The international championship back and forth that's happening, whatever's going on in the TBS championship picture, Sky Blue turn heel, not turn heel, turn heel, whatever that's going on, I have no idea. And it's like, sometimes it just needs to be simple. And I think Tony Khan overcomplicates things because he thinks it makes for a better story when people are surprised or like a turn's taken, whatever. But sometimes a simple story just makes sense. And the simple story with Hangman and the Young Bucks and Kenny is the Elite who went off coming back together. Screw Chris Jericho, screw Don Callis, because you know what's more important is Hangman's family, because the Elite is a family. That's what they have sold to us, that this is a family of wrestlers. And then Sky Blue, same thing. Simple. It is so simple to just let her turn heel and join Julia. It's a simple story. She doesn't need like this back and forth. We did that with Julia. It was bad. So like, you are not Shakespeare. You are not Orwell. You are not a classic literary author. You are booking a wrestling promotion. Sometimes you just need to do the story that people want you to do.
Yeah.
And that is not Jeff Jarrett every show.
Oh my God.
That is not Chris Jericho.
I do not want to go there.
That is not the Acclaimed doing whatever it is the Acclaimed are doing now. It was cool, but now I don't see it. And so I'm just like, why are we playing chess? Like, why do I gotta like logic my way into enjoying AEW? Why can't I just enjoy AEW? And I miss when I could just enjoy AEW and things made sense. But now I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I none of it makes sense to me. And the Kenny Omega, dropping the ball with Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho is absurd. I'm sorry. It is unforgivable. I cannot overlook that to look at the things that I do enjoy, like Hangman Swerve. I'm sorry. Is there anybody, listen, in the chat, is there any of you who legitimately is enjoying Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega?
Don't answer that. Just kidding. No, I won't.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi. I was waiting for a proper time to come in, but I did not want to cut off. I'm going to put myself down here. I'm definitely below you. I did not want to. Yeah, you guys are the stars. I didn't want to cut you off on that in the middle of that, Kylie.
I had fantastic. To get it off my chest. I've been keeping it inside for the sake of like being nice. But I had to get. Listen, it's the last tag talk. I gotta go. You know.
I respect it. I respect it. I don't know what I can add about that. I was backstage earlier waiting for the proper time to come on, but I didn't want to completely derail things. And then I'm listening in the car, and then Kate just shows up and derails everything. I was like, well, you know, true pro Kate over here, just jumping in when nobody asked her to jump in. You know, I at least waited to hit a mark there.
Wow.
Kate owes everything. Okay. Kate owes everything to me. All right. Everything. Now I'm going to send her a really nice text message of like, I'm so sorry. I hope you know I don't actually mean that. Just working.
I'm crying right now.
I do that every time. Every time I do the bit where I'm like, Kato's everything to me. I get I think she's going to take it like the wrong way, take it like personal and stuff when it's like our joke. And so I immediately message her. I'm like, I'm so sorry. If it's ever a bother, please just tell you. Yes. Yeah, she says, he always is. Please just tell me if it's ever too much. So Kate knows how I feel about her the same way I feel about you girls. And it's very, she just messaged me to apologize. It's a very, very sad episode. I did wear black. Kylie requested that I wear black, so I did wear black for the funeral. Can I tell the behind the scenes like scoops of what I won't give away your new shoot job, but like, can I just tell how the DMs went?
Yeah, that this is okay.
So I'm sitting at a play rehearsal with my children last week.
Oh my God.
And yes. And I get a message, Jeremy, so sorry. I think we're going to have to end tag talk. I got this new job. I can't do certain things. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, well, this sucks. And then I just messaged back, you can't quit, you're fired. So we're still not paying you any type of severance or anything. But yes, I get this message. I was like, well, shit, this is very unfortunate that the tag talk is gone. And then we had a very good discussion of everything. And then how I told you the one shoot fight that I've been in. And how we're going to take down other members of wrestling media. But I'm going to say, I've been listening to the show the whole time. And I know you girls said at the top how you were like, we were like worried, scared to like pitch this. We didn't know what was going to be like. We were like nervous about it. And now I hope you know, one, like every time you're like, hey, we can't do the show this week, can we do it this day? Like my answer is always do whatever the hell you want. Like, I don't care. Yeah, that's a legitimate answer. Like, as long as we have free time to do it, like, I no issue at all. It's something I told Kylie in this chat that we did of like, I hope you know, like, there is no spot that is going anywhere that now that Tag Talk is gone. Whatever you want to do on the channel is completely fine with me. I heard you bantering about of doing something with Tag Talk legend, Auntie Collins. Like, whatever you want to do, you're in no danger of like losing any type of spot. If you message, I'm letting everybody know who might be listening to this, please don't message me and be like, see, Tag Talk's gone. I got this show idea. No, go fuck yourself. Yes. No, I don't want it. I don't want it. If we get any new show, which is always possible, it is not to replace Tag Talk or anything else. It is whatever Kylie wants to do. She always has a place on this channel. And then whenever Kaylee, I always do that. Kaylee and Hailey, whatever. And whenever Hailey wants to come back, she is more than welcome back. So you will see Kylie in some type of way on this channel in the future. I told her, don't rush. If you don't feel like it, do not feel like you have to do something like, oh, I got to do something next week to just go and still be out there. No, you don't have to. You can take a month, whatever you feel comfortable with. There's always a place for you here. And the same thing with Hailey. Now I'm going to talk nicely about Hailey and put over. So you guys talked about when you were like nervous to do the show, and we had another show with you two. It's to start, and then things happened. And then when you pitched the show, I was like, yes, whatever you want to do. I love both of you. I love your voices. I love the opinions you have. I love your perspective on things. I have loved you guys since, I got to give Kate credit, unfortunately. I have loved you guys since Kate had you on the show, the Distraction Women show that we did. I've loved you since then. And I wanted you part of the channel since then. And especially after everything that happened, I always wanted you a part of the channel after that. And I want you as part of the channel for as long as possible. So I appreciate both of you. Hailey, I know what the new job is. I'm super proud of you. Super happy for you. I know it's going to, I'm not apologizing again, Kate. I know it's going to be great. I can't wait to see everything that you do with it. I have been so proud of Tag Talk. I put it over more than my own shows most of the time. We steal the background. Now it's definitely ours, by the way. It's
100%. No, we're actually going to read it on my way out, Jeremy. Yeah.
we're actually going to have to retire it. Like, I don't even want to use it anymore. The great Rob Wilkins has created an actual like overlay for FMC anyway. So we're not going to use it. It's retired. It's reserved for you two. But yeah, I appreciate that everything you guys have done for the channel. And again, I thank you so much for everything you have done for the channel. Like, I know this channel is not as successful as it is without you guys, because I know how much support Tag Talk has. I see it online. I see it in the chat. I see it in the super chats and everything. Like, I know how much this show, as it should be, rightfully so, the best show on Fightful Overbooked, how much it is loved and how much it is meant to people. And I hope you know how much I love you too, and how much I appreciate you too, and how thankful I am for you too, to that you've been on this channel for as long as you have. That's my big speech. I'm sorry. I'm not. Do I need to apologize more?
What Kate says, answer my super chat.
Listen.
Find your super chat.
Listening to Jeremy.
The super chat for the. I mean, it's not much of a story. $2. You got to pay more than that to get this.
Kate, what the heck?
Get the story, Kate. Like, Chupo. What are we doing? You gotta pay more to get the one shoot fight I've been in my life. Pay at least $5, and you'll probably write it off to Sean. So
soon to be two.
Soon to be two.
Yeah, we're gonna fight everybody. I heard you mention Ella J earlier. I gotta fight her. I gotta fight Samira. It's all of these people. I gotta fight them all. Yeah.
You gotta have a list, you know.
Malcolm's gonna fight a lot of them. Malcolm's gonna fight a lot of them. So
I could see that. Malcolm.
Yeah. All right, I guess for the final Tag Talk, I can tell the shoot fight story. It's not that good. I hope everyone knows this, that like it's not that good. I was in middle school, high school. I was in high school, and I just moved to North Carolina not too long ago. But it was with a friend, and we were like wrestling around, and then it got like super serious, and he just kind of like hit me, and I took him down, and I like put him in like a chokehold, and then my other friends have to like pull him off of me or pull me off of him, and that was the extent of it. And I never saw this kid again, and that was it. Like, we were friends because we lived in like the same apartment complex, but I was like moving out of this apartment complex, And so it was like the last day that I was going to be there. And we were just wrestling around and I put him in a chokehold because like nobody watched UFC when I was in high school, but I did. So I always told myself if like I ever get into a fight, no one's going to think about a takedown. Like no one, everyone's just going to like swing or whatever. I'm just going to shoot on somebody, like take them down and they're just not going to know what happened. And that's what happened. I took him down and I put him in a chokehold and my friends had to like pull me off of him. And so that's the one shoot fight I've been in.
I love that story.
Now I feel like I have to talk about the time.
Oh, okay. This is a real story. All right, let's go.
Okay, no. So look, I got bullied a lot in elementary school and my mom was always somebody that was like, I don't care if you get in trouble. Like, you're going to stick up for yourself and we'll deal with it later. And I appreciated that because I was like the shy little kid. And so a lot of people used to pick on me and pick fights with me. So I was always in like detention and I almost got suspended one time. It was great. But this kid, he was my best friend's little brother. Everything, because we lived right down the street from each other. So we took the school bus home every day. And he constantly, for weeks, maybe even months, would throw rocks at me, pick rocks up off the ground and throw them in my head. And I was so annoyed. I would go home and cry every day. And this one day I was so sick of it. And we had pine trees in our front yard. And so one day I just took this like giant, like 2 feet foot branch. And I picked it up and I swung it. And I hit him in the head. I hit him in the head and he ran home crying. And then I was like, I just assaulted somebody. And I was like, Mom, I just like threw this stick at this kid. And she was like, well, first of all, good job. And then the cops came to my house and she answered the door and she started laughing. And they were like, do you think this is funny? And she was like, yeah, actually I do.
I love your mom.
That was the one time I actually like beat somebody up and it felt great.
That's way better than my story. I'm glad we got that story out of you on this show. Yeah. Your mom rules, by the way, that the cops show up and she's just laughing.
Opened the door because she knew and she just was like laughing in their faces. And she's like, well, I mean, I'm not going to tell my daughter not to defend herself.
Right. This kid's throwing rocks?
Literal rocks, yes. Like he would pick up like rocks off the side of the road or like in people's yards and would like throw them at me and sticks and stuff. And I would literally go home bawling my eyes out every day because his sister was my best friend. And I did not understand why this kid was throwing rocks at me. And I just got fed up.
Was it a crush?
He was way younger than me.
That's the theory of stuff. Like you pick on the people that you like type of thing. Like
when you're throwing sticks and rocks.
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
Sure is not make them like you back.
Right. Yeah, that's a little like, okay, you know, you make jokes like you pinch them or something is like cute, but throwing rocks is a little extreme. Like,
what the heck?
Yeah. There's a line somewhere. I don't know where it is. Jackie says, I just know Kylie's quiet because she has too many stories.
She does it.
Jeremy and Haley know this. I had a lot of fights as a kid. I really did.
There was one time you were threatening to like fight everybody. It rules, by the way. And Kylie's like the person I'm not fucking with. Kylie's the person I'm not fucking with at all. Like she's gonna stomp somebody and it's gonna be great. But she's who I'm not
afraid to like cross her. Like and I would never, but like I'm afraid. She's threatened to beat me up before. Like, let me just put that out there. And I don't know if she's joking or not, but she has threatened to beat me up.
I was joking, though. I would never. And Jeremy, too. I would never. Unless he put me in a chokehold.
I'm making sure I'm staying on your good side. I'm not, I want you on my team. Like, I don't want any of that smoke. None. All right, I'm gonna let you girls finish your show and I guess talk about wrestling because that's a thing. But I'm not gonna do the whole big thing again. But again, thank you for everything, Haley. You're always welcome back. I did like Kylie's idea that like you're just a guest every week. You're not an official co-host.
I thought about that. I was like, how can I get around this?
It's like, yeah, this week's guest is Haley. Ah, the same as the past 12 weeks. I know that's a big shocker for everybody.
She just wears a different wig every week.
Again, thank you. Thank you guys for everything. Anything you ever need moving forward, you know where to find me. I love you guys so much. I'm so thankful for both of you. And I'm gonna miss Tag Talk. I gotta find some other show to be proud about on this channel, and I don't know what it's gonna be. I guess I gotta be nice to Maggie shows now.
Watching this right now, yeah, like Maggie, literally here.
Yeah, coexisting. The thing with coexisting is like, they were grandfathered into the channel because they were on Select. So as much as I'd like to take credit for that show, like that was a show that like already existed without Overbooked. So that's why I don't like. I love Maggie. Rob knows he's there. He knows where the bread is buttered. He knows. Come on, Rob. You know where the bread is buttered on coexisting. But they were grandfathered in to Overbooked. So I got to find a new like Overbooked original to be proud of is what I mean by all of this. So I saved that well, right? That was good. Everybody the good first, with that
the
answer?
The first Overbooked fight is going to be you versus Maggie and Rob, I guess.
Rob and Maggie are fantastic. I'm very appreciative that they're on this channel as well, because that is another show that does very well for us and has a great following, and they've done very well with everything they have done. Oh, Haley, just she doesn't like me talking well about other shows. Just like, out of here.
I don't have time for this.
No, I appreciate all the shows on Overbooked, but there is a special place that in my heart for Tag Talk because of everything, and that I don't have for other shows, because the other shows just don't have the history that I have with Tag Talk. So it's always going to be there. So I appreciate y'all. Gonna miss Tag Talk. I look forward to everything you do in the future, Haley, and everything you do in the future, Kylie. Love you girls. Bye everyone.
Love you. Love you too.
It's always a treat to have Jeremy on. We have super chats to get through, by the way.
I know. I was.
I don't know where we left off. Lawrence.
Yeah, hold on. Also, I wanted to say, the reason I stopped my camera, Lucy, my dog, decided she wanted to make an appearance because I didn't close my door, and I thought she was going to come say hi, but she left, so.
Oh, well. Typical Lucy. She is terrified of me. She senses me, and
that's
she's like.
That's not true.
It is.
Anyway, back to our mound of super chats. We have Lauren says, hell of a run, guys. Congratulations, Haley, on the new opportunity. Kylie, I can't wait to see your new show partnered conversation, legally not Tag Talk.
Imagine I do make a show and it's called Partnered Conversation and it's this background, but it's like blue or something. Imagine I do that. Awesome. That's maybe cool. I will.
Also, we got a super chat from Rob. We will miss you, Haley. Kylie, return soon. She will be back. And I'm so excited to see what she does. Fightful is so, so lucky to have Kylie. And I'm just excited to see what she does in the future. I will be watching. I will be super chatting. I will be doing all the things while I'm working.
As you should.
And then we also got a super chat from Astrid, wishing you both the best. Astrid, I love you. I'm trying to postpone the inevitable.
I know. Listen, final thoughts.
My final thoughts. It's gonna suck watching wrestling every week and not being able to do the show. Do you hear my voice like quivering right now?
Listen, imagine next week BTE comes back.
Don't even say that to me.
What is going on with BTE? Does anybody know? Has anyone said anything?
They have not addressed it.
What the heck? Brandon Cutler, if you're watching.
Listen, people are being some haters about it, and I'm upset because it was like the best part of the week. BTE.
I love BTE.
Whatever. But yeah. It's going to suck not being able to talk about all the chaos in wrestling every week on the show. Not that I won't be discussing it with Kylie, but, you know, with all of you. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, we've been able to offer you guys a reprieve from the chaos of the world the last 2 years, from Body Slam, if you've stayed with us that long.
Oh, jeez.
We've grown it out with us. To our other show on Fightful Overbooked that we had, to Tag Talk, whatever. We love and appreciate you guys the same. And thank you for sticking with us for this long. And I hope that you guys continue to on our individual journeys.
That was very well put.
Thanks. I'm trying not to cry.
I also feel like BTE is being phased out slowly. I don't know why, but maybe it's storyline wise because the Elite is kind of like imploding. I don't know. We did lose our smiles. I had final thoughts. I totally forgot what they were. Oh, Full Gear is going to be good. I forgot it was happening, but I mean, it's going to be good. The card is really good. AEW needs it to be good, though. That's the thing. Like, if this show is not the best show of the year or not like up there in the best three shows of the year, they're going to be in some trouble because fans, like, the goodwill isn't there anymore because of so many things that are going on. So it needs to be a good show wrestling wise. And all the stories need to progress. We cannot be continuously in this stasis that we've been in, where we're reliving the same stories, sometimes with the same people, over and over and over again. So Full Gear, maybe it'll be good, maybe it won't be. I'll live tweet it. You guys can get my live thoughts because I won't have a show to review it on. unless someone wants me to come on their show and review it, I totally will.
We just start doing spaces. We're just like yelling into the phone on spaces.
Listen, I've never done, I've been in spaces before, but I've never done my own. So we'll figure it out, guys. We'll do something.
If that's possible.
Greg in the chat says the biggest swerve is if they were in the same place and then Kylie turned heel on Haley. Listen, can I tell you guys something? If you're still here at the end of the show, before the show, I pitched to Haley that we should have a Golden Lover style breakup where we just, we're never seen in the same place again. We don't talk to each other. And until we reunite, we're like Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi out there, both doing great things, but very much keep kayfabe alive. I pitched that to her. She didn't want to do it.
I never said I didn't want to do it. In fact, I actually said that it would be funny and it would be a good bit if we got booked on the same podcast and like one of us just left.
And then everyone came in.
Yeah, we just have like imaginary beef.
You guys are gonna see so many just weird, funny things like that from us.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, guys. We'll spaces, guest spots on shows, rivalries, kayfabe stories. Listen, I am nothing if not a storyteller and a romantic. So,
oh my God, romanticized wrestling. I'm gonna miss that, even though it died very quickly. I miss it.
It died so quickly because I was busy.
Yeah, we became girl bosses.
To the sun. But anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us. There are children outside my window. I don't know if you can hear them.
I hear them. Say hello.
They're playing football, but they like get in fights, and so they come, like, I have a giant bush outside my window, they hide from each other there. It's a whole thing, you know, the trials and tribulations of being a child. But thank you guys so much for joining us on the final episode of Tag Talk and listening to my AW rant. That felt really good to get off my chest. I feel like a huge sense of relief.
Not that, like, we worry about, like, backlash from things when we do this show. Like, we really don't care. But it feels really nice that, like, this is the end and we can just let it all go.
Listen, most times I do the show and then what happens, happens. Because I know that Joel will be there to delete comments and handle all that. I let Joel do that.
See him.
I don't have to do anything. I'm a star, okay? I don't do that. But anyway, thank you guys so much for joining us for the final Tag Talk. I'll be in touch. I'll let you guys know what I'm going to be doing, what's going on. You'll find out soon enough what Haley's going to be doing, and I know that you guys will be super excited about it. And Tag Talk has been quite the journey. I'm not going to talk too much because I'll cry and Haley will cry and it'll be like the worst case scenario. But yeah, you'll see me. I'll be around. I'll be back on Fightful soon. Don't worry.
We have to do our plugs, you know. One last
time. Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Kylie Wrestling. That's where you'll find out what I'm doing. I'll put it on my Twitter. If I do a space for a full gear, I'll do it there. Top Girls Out. Maggie, stop! Haley, do your plugs.
Thank you, made me cry once today. Okay, you guys can follow me on Twitter at HaleyN_. Yeah, like Kylie said, you will know soon enough what I'm doing. I will be posting it on Twitter, hopefully within the next week. I don't want to talk about it yet, but yeah. So you can follow me on Twitter for that and for everything else that I do. I also have a book. It's called Eating the Indies. It is available on Amazon in hardback and Kindle. So you can purchase that there. And I think that's it. Oh.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be in touch. This is not goodbye forever.
End the show. Okay, I'm sorry. Goodbye, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.